Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I kind of lost it and started ranting on my Facebook page about frustration I felt listening to news coverage that made it seem like the Tea Party was representative of America. I completely disagree with this.
And thus, from a Facebook rant, a movement was born. That was Annabelle Park, the woman whose post has sparked a political beverage counter-revolution. Her frustration and the responses that it garnered led to the formation of the Coffee Party, in which the last 8 weeks has grown from a response thread to a nationwide movement. Tomorrow is the first Coffee Party meetup, and there are chapters all across the country where people are going to sit down with a cup of Joe and talk politics, presumably in a calm and reasonable way. Here now to talk about this newest menu item for activists looking to get involved is Phil Lawson, the national spokesperson for the newly formed Coffee Party. Phil, welcome to WNYC. It must have been a crazy few weeks for you guys, huh?
It has been quite crazy, Brian. We appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
So what does the Coffee Party represent?
It represents civility in our dialogue. It's engagement by the American citizens in our discourse and working with government. We're very clear is that we're looking for that reason, civility in public affairs. We're looking for a government accountable to the people so that all of us are involved and we get the vital services that we need. We get the government working and we get the people engaged to help explain what it is that we as people, as citizens of America, are looking for. What do we desire?
So the first thing in your answer was about a tone of voice, but the national media has been like, look, here is the left's answer to the Tea Party. Do you think that's inaccurate?
That is quite inaccurate. This does not have a political affiliation, so it's not a representative of any political party. It does not have, at this point, any kind of platform that this is what we're going to go do. We first and foremost, we've got to kind of tone down the rhetoric that's happening in all aspects of this and have some civil discourse so that we can find out what we really think about issues, what can we really do about these issues, and then communicate that to the elected officials so that they can take action that meets what the people are looking for.
Listeners, any Coffee Party members out there, anybody who's going to be joining a meetup tomorrow, 212-433-WNYC, anybody with questions about the Coffee Party, are you instantly intrigued and think you might become an instant Coffee Party member? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So tomorrow is the first National Coffee Party meetup. What's the plan? Is something going on in the New York area, and what are you going to do?
Well, we have several hundred events that have already been scheduled, and so on the CoffeePartyUSA.com website, people can find where events are already scheduled, or they can actually continue to schedule other events if there's none in their immediate area or if one is getting too many people. So, yes, there are events that are scheduled. Hundreds are scheduled. People to come together and start that dialogue. It's a very first step in an infant movement. I mean, we're only a couple of 3 weeks of any kind of activity, and honestly, I mean, Annabelle certainly did not expect what had happened. She was shocked at the response, but she really tapped into a vein within America, and America has responded. We have on the Facebook page, it goes up literally by the minutes, but we got 114,000 fans because America says, yes, this is something that we want, is we want civil dialogue, and we want to be able to deal with this polarized political climate. It's virtually bringing everything to a grinding halt and say, let's get government moving forward on vital things that America needs and unleash the potential of the American people to come up with new ideas, new approaches, new ways to handle whatever issues that America thinks are the issues they want to deal with.
The Tea Party harkens back to the Boston Tea Party, obviously. Is there an image that you want with the Coffee Party? Someone sipping a latte? Something else?
Well, certainly coming together as family and friends over a cup of coffee, having a discussion, that's certainly an image. Beyond that, no. It's just that way that we come together with friends, have a cup of coffee, and we invite people, let's do coffee, let's have a cup of coffee, let's sit down and talk over a cup of coffee. That image is very much a part of the American culture, and that's part of what we're doing. It's that family, that's friends, even people who see things differently, let's come together, find out if we can find a way to come to find common ground and have a discussion that is productive.
Robert in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC with Phil Lawson from the Coffee Party. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yeah, Robert.
I was just asking if you have a contact address or phone number to get involved. Well, I don't have a computer.
For somebody without web access, do you have a New York contact?
Well, we have all kinds of contacts, but they're all the information is available on the web. So I'm sorry, it's an excellent question, and I hadn't given much thought to it. So we have a phone number on the website that can be called, but it's really for more press kind of information. But I'd be glad to give you the phone number. You can call this number, 720-257-9202. And they can forward your request to the right people.
720-257-9202?
Yes.
Okay. And here's a Tea Party member, Jeff in Clifton. Do I have that right, Jeff?
Yes, you do, Brian. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for calling. If you're on a speakerphone, pick up the handset, okay?
Brian, I can. If I pick up the handset, the phone goes dead. So.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. You know, first of all, I'd like to say that I think this... Coffee Party is a little bit much ado about nothing because we Tea Party people are by and large nonpartisan. We also seek common ground and civil discourse. So I'm not exactly sure of the distinction.
Phil?
Well, whether it's much ado about nothing, 114,000 Americans have already said yes, they're fans. So it's touched that nerve in America that they think there is something. I think the image, now whether correct or not, the image portrayed in the media has been a lot of the Tea Party people have been a little bit on the loud side, very, very demonstrative and very, very forceful that they have a way, what they think is the way, and they want that way that the government is supposed to respect what they want. We're really about that dialogue. Let's talk about this, and let's make sure, let's find out if we're on the same page, let's see where we see things similar, where we see things differently, and let's build from a strengths-focused kind of approach. So we commend the fact that the Tea Party has brought people together and started dialogue. That's what democracy is about, because this is about democracy. It's a great activity. We just think it should be done a bit differently, and apparently there's a number of Americans that believe the same thing.
Jeff, you want to articulate what makes you a member of the Tea Party movement? Because you know it's got a reputation out there in a lot of circles as being a little wacky, as flirting with really some, you know, fringy points of view, or of wanting government to be so small that it wouldn't do anything for the people.
No, I don't believe that, Brian. I see many thousands of people, and I can tell you they are just such an average slice of Americana. I don't see any left-wings, any fringe people, although I'm sure that in any huge group you might find a fringe person here or there. And I'll refer you to the March on Washington last 9/12. We had between 1 and 2 million people, depending on your sources, and you will not find anybody that saw anything out of the ordinary. There were no incidents. There were no broken bones. There were no lost children. It was amazing. It was the most incredible feeling of camaraderie. It was, in some ways, reminiscent of Woodstock as far as the friendliness factor.
Do you think Social Security and Medicare should exist?
I think that should be free market determined.
Jeff, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. So Phil from the Coffee Party, you heard how he described their methods, the feeling at the demonstration in September. If you look at the basic message of the Tea Party, can you find a common ground with your movement? Frustration with the current system, some legitimate grassroots organizing, even if you believe that Social Security and Medicare should exist, or anything?
Well, certainly. I mean, the frustration of the government is the basis of both of these activities. I think the difference is the Coffee Party's approach is that we want to unleash the potential of the American people. In other words, get the people involved themselves to come up with approaches that will meet with our 21st century reality. Life today is very, very different than it was 50 years ago or 200 years ago. So we face new challenges that we need to look at, and within the framework of Americans' government, democracy, we have a protocol, a way that we can be able to address these. Part of it is just that engagement activity, and so, yes, we share frustration, but our approach to action, I would say, is a little bit different.
Amy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi. I'm wondering if this is just an overall, let's have some respectful dialogue, or are you actually taking any positions?
At this moment, we just literally have just started. I mean, this is just a couple of 3 weeks old. So we do not have a platform. Once we get that dialogue started, that respectful dialogue, and we start to capture the pulse of what the American people feel, that will help us form areas that we want to support and get behind and offer constructive supports, constructive ideas to our leaders and help them get engaged in that. One of the things that you'll notice on the, if you go to the coffeeusa.com website, is we have a button, we call it a coffee sphere, and it's a very unique technology that is capturing the views of people, and it lets them see graphically how they view issues like education and healthcare, equality, economy, environment, politics, the future, and it's used as a map for dialogue for that. Mm. From that dialogue, then can come some actionable points, but that's just going to take a little bit of time, a little bit of work to make this happen.
But who's going to come to all these meetups then? You're asking for people with no strong opinions necessarily about issues, only about process. Do I understand you correctly?
Well, process is a crucial part of it. I think what's happened is we've got so lost in rhetoric and so lost in a party position, and even some of the politicians have got lost in making sure that they get reelected at all costs. What we're, first of all, let's say, okay, look, let's lower the rhetoric. Let's now have some really sensible dialogue about what are the issues. Because if we actually start talking about what we're finding is that people have a lot more points of agreement, regardless of whether they self-select that they're liberal, they're self-select that they're more centrist, or they're
conservative. Can you give me one substantive area where you're hoping that that might be true, and around what kind of positions?
Well, in actually, what we're trying to do is look at all the positions, see which ones the American people think are more important. So when we're asking about education, we ask about health care, we ask about the economy and jobs, we ask about equality, immigration.
You could do polling and come up with that answer, right?
Polling you can do, absolutely. What we're trying to do is look at all of these simultaneously, and that's a little bit different approach so that we can say these are interconnected. So when we look at what's happening in the world, historically, we've looked at all of this stuff as individuals. So you're going to go deal with climate issues, someone else is going to deal with education, and someone else is going to deal with health care. But yet the reality that we experience in our life in America is that these are all impact one another. So we're starting that dialogue saying, okay, let's recognize we can't take this apart and fix this. So we've been trying that for many, many years, and working on parts isn't working. Let's look at the whole of the situation, see what we can do in some areas that can impact more than one of these, maybe right, even at a time.
Phil Lawson, national spokesperson for the newly formed Coffee Party, meetups all over the country tomorrow, and they can find out where in our area at your website, Coffee Party USA?
That is correct.
Dot what?
Dot com.
Dot com, Coffee Party USA. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
It was our pleasure. Thank you very much, Brian.
Lisa Allison, Jody Abergan, Paige Kaut, Alan Smith, and Rachel Senator produced this program. We had intern help today from Sydney Beveridge and Chuni Chien, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Next Monday, or after the weekend on Monday, Hiram Montserrat and his opponent in that special election, Tuesday, Richard Ravitch. Have a great weekend.